Well, welcome. This is Judith Conrad, and here it is on Thursday evening at 7 p.m., and it is time for radio, as opposed to Monday night when it's TV, and that's TV live and call-in. And we're going to be taking call-ins a little bit later in the program. Let's first set the tone of what's going on. Ooh, full moon out there. It's pretty awesome, even in the rain in Eugene. You can still feel that moon. It's been a crazy day. Went to the Chamber of Commerce this morning, greeters, and everything was reversed. And it was, as long as people acknowledged it, that we are doing things in a different way, which is what life is about anymore. We must do things in a different way. It is my privilege then to broadcast here on a full moon, and it is a Libra full moon. And so get ready. Ready for change, and if you're not ready for change, then it could be that you will be changed. So in that case, I'm just ready to surrender. Okay, you want me to change, baby? Goddess, I am ready to change. So those people who are in a corporation, if you're in a banking, if you're in your own business, and you're looking at how am I to succeed, and how am I to be of higher service in a corporation, in a bank, whatever. I have a feeling that there's some banking people listening tonight, and I don't know where that came from, but I just got that hit. And so if we are to be changing ourselves, this is going to impact the organization of how we can be of service. So it's to pay attention where our passion lies. If I am excited, as I always am about doing the tarot reading, I get so excited when I get to do that because it takes me rapidly to source, to God, Goddess, all that is, and it brings in that information. Now, about 20 minutes before the program came on, I received a call from one of my dear friends. As we were talking, she said, interesting. What's going on with your left ear? I said, I don't know. Then all of a sudden, I realized my left ear was buzzing. And because she is so intuitive, she was able to pick that up. So I want all of you out there to focus on your left ear. Left hand, especially if you are that's your non-dominant ear, your non-dominant hand, because it's going to take you directly into the subconscious. And why? Why? Because we are connecting to that subconscious. We are connecting to the place where answers come, and we know what is coming up in the future. Yes, and we've got a lot coming up in the future. We've got the 2012, which started, as far as I'm concerned, started January of 2008. It gave us a small taste of what we're experiencing in 2009. You're noticing all of the layoffs. You're noticing the economy. You're noticing people going into crisis, and with good reason. Many of these people were in places, in jobs that they didn't belong in. They were ill-suited for it. They went into it because of the money. We must focus on the heart. And so as we're focusing on the left ear, I want you to listen to this program with your left ear. And as I'm listening, I'm mentioning it, I'm just noticing that my ear's starting to buzz even more. So here we are, Libra full moon, and that was early this morning. Last night it started to come in, and this is to be bold. It is asking us to be inventive. And I think I've said this many, many times on the program. Be bold, be inventive. Not only are we being asked to think outside the box, we're being asked to blow the box up altogether. We have two choices here. We can either shore up crumbling structures, or we can simply build new ones. And that's at the crossroads where we are right now. I think that's what our president is trying to do here. He's got so much on his plate, I don't know how he does it. So the financial crisis, any of you who are in financial crisis, emotional crisis, mental crisis, physical crisis, they're asking us to focus on a simpler and more rewarding lifestyle. Now, what does that mean for each of you? Well, simple and rewarding. And I think that comes to gratitude. If it's simple, in other words, we're not going for the complicated, convoluted, whatever it is, just be in the essence of the now. And because it's springtime, you notice the flowers, you notice the trees, you notice the simple things. And we're into this place of acknowledging the simplest possible cloud, because the cloud, the flower, whatever, is giving us message. This is, I believe, leading to a much more rewarding lifestyle, as opposed to the baby boomers, where they had everything, and that was the norm, was to seek how many powerful people they could bring under their umbrella, how much money, how many toys could they accumulate. Whether that was rewarding or not, I'm not sure. At this present time, it is asking us to be radically different. Now, another thing, as I talk to my Peruvian sister, she always reminds me, because she's so connected to the earth, of how we can be simpler. And this all relates to 2012, believe it. Where, as we connect to the earth and the potential of the earth, and as we're getting ready to plant seeds, the power of the plant, the seed, and many of these seeds that you're getting in some of the places have been altered. So you want to make sure as you're purchasing your seeds, your plants, that they can recreate and reproduce. This is connecting to the earth. This is making life simple. This is making it more rewarding. As you harvest the produce, the seeds, you'll need the seeds, because this year, for the first time, people in the plant department are saying there's been a run on vegetables, seeds. People are purchasing the good soil, the fertilizer. They're really focusing on planting a garden and being self-sustaining. If you'll just focus on then purchasing seeds that can be harvested, and that you can use these seeds to recreate for the next year. So we are looking at then the seeds and the apple tree. Just think of the roots of an apple tree or any fruit-producing tree. As it connects to the earth, it's connecting to the ages. It's connecting to the ancestors. It is connecting to the wisdom from the past. And that's what I believe we're being asked to do in making life simple, in being able to deconstruct some of the modern things that have taken us in a direction perhaps that is not to our best service. So as we're looking at this, I'm asking you to question everything. Question the prosperity, question the consumption, question what is really true for you. All of you out there have begun to change. Whether you know it or not, you may have thought, well, this is my career in real estate. I'm going to keep trying, and I'm going to try and try and try, and I'm going to make sure that this works. I'm going to push. Well, pushing does not work in this particular time. Because you've begun the change, you are no longer the same as you were before pushing could work, and no longer. So with the astrology, change or be changed on this full moon today, the 9th of April, we are being asked to change at the deepest possible level. Now, I pulled the first card, which is the 9 of Wands, and that is strength. 9 is about completion. The Wands is about spirituality. It is strength. The name of the card is called strength. This is your inner strength. And we're being asked to let the unknown and latent gifts come forth. Allow them to emerge. If you'll think back of way, way back, what were the talents that you loved to do the most? I can remember as a young child imagining the imagination as I listened to the radio. I could let my mind just go places. And here on the radio, that's the same thing as I'm broadcasting. And sometimes I never know whether there's one person out there or 50. And you know what? It does not matter. It's that one person at a time that I'm talking to, that you have this inner strength within you. You're being asked to allow structures around you to crumble. Many of you have marriages that are crumbling. Many of you have children who are passing on. And many of you are building brand new structures and you aren't quite sure what the structure looks like. Just be in the flow and say, okay, Spirit, show me. I don't know how. You show me how. I'm here to be of service. Show me where my light is needed. So we're doing our insurance work. We're doing our real estate. We're doing our teaching. We're doing our sales. We're doing media and our readings. Everything. Excuse me. And you can fill in the blank. Whatever it is, you're being asked to take another form. In this card, I love the astrology here. The Sun in Sagittarius. Sun is energy that goes direct. And with Sagittarius, the visionary, it's representing the desire to go directly to the goal. So your goal is to be in alignment with Spirit, to be of service for the highest good. Okay, now we got the Moon in Sag on the same card. The Moon in Sagittarius represents the trust that everything is going to come in its own time. In the meantime, as we're focusing on our goal, with our intention to go direct, surrendering in that whole process and trusting, we're being asked to do the foundation work, chop wood and carry water. Chop wood and carry water. Get up in the morning, fix our breakfast, fix our tea, fix our coffee. Go to do what we're being asked to do. If you have a job from 9 to 5, you go and you do the very best you can do until you're asked to move to a different position. And because when you continually say, okay, I'm changing and I will change, I'm allowing myself to change. There you go. So continue to listen to Spirit in your meditation. And when I do a reading for people on the telephone, most of them on the telephone, I ask people, are you meditating? Well, not really. And then when I probe and I say, well, do you walk? Do you exercise? Do you do anything repetitive? And I find that the majority of people are doing things like fishing. Go figure. You're sitting there in a boat or by the side of the river, on the side of the lake. It is a very nice place to be. And of course, you're sitting there and you're observing nature. Now, is that not a meditation? You are connecting to the trees, to the water, to the elements. And you're so connected that many times you will get observations. Now, we're listening right now with our left ear, correct? Very good. So I'm shuffling my cards. I'm thinking of you out there that are listening. And I'm using the Crowley deck or the Thoth deck, and I am shuffling these cards. I'm thinking of you, and I'm going to cut these cards in. I'm letting them drop. One pile, two piles, and three piles. Okay, I'm going to start in the far right, turn it over, second card, and the third card. Well, go figure. The first card, which I had previously done this morning for my group, it's the Nine of Wands Strength, the exact card that I was talking about before. So it is that Sun and Moon in Sagittarius that we're talking about. Okay, we've got that. We've got that also represents the unknown gifts and talents that we're bringing forth. Many of you are so intuitive, and I keep telling you this, and some of you say, yeah, and you are. I want you to remember that you are very intuitive. Otherwise, you would not be listening to this program. All right, Sun and Moon in Sagittarius, go for the vision, go for your goal, and then trust that it will come. Let it go then. Second card, the Tower, Major Arcana. Okay, the Tower card means that there's an internal shakeup. So if you are saying, okay, Spirit, I am ready to go, I'm ready to be of service, the tower comes in and may shake up the foundation, which is what happened to me when I was living in Mount Shasta. I said, okay, I'm ready to be of higher service. Show me where my light is needed. If you don't want to move, you don't want to have life move, don't say that. Because you then will be moved to a place where this has been the most splendid move I've ever experienced. To be placed in service beyond anything that I could ever have dreamed of. It was like I was sitting there in this wonderful mountain with all of these wonderful healers, and yet I was not being, I was of service to a few people. Here I can be of service to many more people. How, and I want you to look at that in and around your life. If you're feeling that you may be released from your career, and you're feeling that, well, it's a little iffy whether I'm going to still have a job in a couple of weeks or a couple of months, just look at it as a tap on the shoulder that you may be being asked to move from this location or to move to another occupation, another career. Cool, huh? Well, I don't see Spirit or God is looking down at this whole situation, laughing like crazy as we hang on to these old belief systems and we're hanging on to these old jobs that we actually hate. And I'm thinking of one gentleman in particular from our greeters. He was offered, they had a downsize. So they told him that he could have a part-time job there. And he said, you know, I'm not a part-time guy. I need to have 100% and put it in 100%. So the next thing I hear, he is enrolled at the local community college, taking courses, and go figure, he's studying yoga and Tai Chi. Now this guy is very athletic, and he's very, I didn't get to know him too well before he left the job. And here he is now in a much more expansive life. And then the next thing I hear via the email is that he and his wife are selling the house and they're moving maybe 40 miles away. Had he stayed in that job, he would never have had this opportunity to do the deep work that he is doing right now. And he probably wouldn't have considered selling his home. And his wife maybe wouldn't have considered this either. So both of the people there are in this deep transition. So you say, what does that have to do with 2012? Well, I believe, and I've been just writing this, and you could call in and maybe share this, what you think. I think, and then I wrote this out, I'll tell you, before this program comes on, I start writing like crazy. I believe that the Mayan calendar, when it began, just like the Tibetan book of the living and dying, as soon as the calendar was created, it was like we are predicting the end of this time as we have known it. And they were able, through symbols, which we have on these tarot cards, through the symbols and the glyphs, they were able to relate to those who could understand them, that we are in a time capsule and the calendar is ticking off the time in which we are dying to the old way. And we're coming so close now that many people are going ballistic. I'm noticing more crime and people who have lost their jobs, they're looking at who can I blame, who can I shoot, and there's all of this going on. So it is a dying of one form moving into another. We are dropping the time and space that we formerly existed within to move into a new time and a new space. I do not believe the earth is coming to an end. If you want to believe that, be my guest. it feels like it because our world is, the world is crashing down upon us. So we're connecting with each other through this actually outside of time and space anymore. 2009 is the year of major shakeup. And we will see even more. My friend who just recently called me said, is the business going to, because she has an import business, and she said, is business going to get better for us and for everyone else? Because she's concerned about other people who will buy her product. And she mentioned the word nervous breakdown in and around finances. And I said, I don't think it's bottomed out yet. I think that the consciousness has not reached its highest potential for it to turn around yet. As each and every one of us keep our vibration up and bring our vibration up, we can bring about the turnaround, and we don't have to keep going down and down. It's those who are in fear, whether I'm going to lose my job, whether I'm going to, you know, all of this. It is what it is. Of course, I haven't lost a job right now either, and so I'm not putting anyone down. It's just how fast can you bring yourself back around to the Camelot? I have a friend who painted the Night of Hope and Prosperity, and it was Cheryl Rose from Mount Shasta. She's now living in Prague for the winter, or for the summer. And she painted Obama on the night, as the night. And in Prague, when he was there to speak, she had the postcard of this, and it happened to hit the, you know, it was on the front page. You could see her and her husband holding this postcard up. So there are other countries who are feeling that we have in our country the Night of Hope. Now, I'm saying that each and every one of you out there, that you are the Night of Hope. You are the Queen of Hope. You are the Queen of Prosperity. If you'll listen with your left ear, I think you're going to start hearing answers beyond anything that you've ever heard before. And keep that ear to the earth, very much like when the scouts went out, they would listen. Could they hear horse hoofs? So we're dying to the old way. We're moving into a new way. In fact, death represents dropping the body. We don't drop the soul. The soul continues on and on and on. And we're in the time of Passover. And I read this wonderful Carol Barbu, I can never pronounce her name, and she talked about the Passover. What are we ready to pass over? Debt, failure, victimhood, disease, cancer. And I believe that the structure of medical doctors in cancer telling people that they have no hope, I believe that each person has a will. If they are to continue on and they have that will, they will continue on. And many times they'll say, oh, well, I'm just going to do chemotherapy and I'm going to do radiation. And if it gets it, fine, I'm going to be fine. I'm going to continue on living. Well, that's kind of a surrender right there. Therefore, I'm asking you to not accept. Many of you probably have a relative. I just happen to have one who, right now, who they started the pain medication, which is pretty much saying, well, this is the end. And I heard her as she quoted the doctor, well, you know, once cancer gets going, it just takes over the body, and there's nothing that you, the human, can do about this. You've got it. It's like you've got the bug and you've got the disease and you're never going to get out of it. Well, this whole end of the 2012 is the end of thinking that way, because I have heard miracles of people who have had whatever disease, and they've been able to turn it around. And I always like to refer to the healer in Henrique in Brazil, and through his translator, Sir Sergio. He said that certain things are karmic, and healers cannot and they must not interfere. It's for us to complete this, and if we will take that will, and we will work and surrender into that health and surrender into the perfection of our body, of what we're here to do, And I believe that for many, we're here to complete the old karma of whatever we've been coming back here year after year and lifetime after lifetime, eon after eon. And we've just been putzing around, fiddling around, and it's time right now to decide, no more, I'm completing this right here, right now. And we all have a very good idea, a fair amount of knowledge of what it is that runs us. I'm very clear that with me, it's money. When I have no money, I go into the deepest fear I can possibly go into. And now that I'm very clear about that, I can monitor that and I can bring myself up out of that and manage it. My whole energy just shifted right there. And so I acknowledge that. We are all being asked to seek our own counsel, to be able to connect to our own guides, to our own source for the answers. And when I notice my energy shifting just as it did just a minute ago, I acknowledge that and know that it is up even stronger. And I say, yes, here it is. And I get to move up a notch. Move up a notch in vibration. Now, whether that relates to you, I'm hearing a lot of my friends say money is a real issue. I have a couple friends, excuse me, who are looking, they're breaking up their marriage, they're moving out of a house, they're looking for new places. And actually, I'm feeling it's like a whole new adventure that they're moving into. And if one looks at it, oh, yes, it's an adventure. Then the whole thing turns around. All right. So we are being asked to raise our vibration. And we're being asked to take responsibility for surviving. No, I just mentioned Enrique, the healer from Brazil. I get messages through his translator, telling me this and telling me that. And so I asked him about the prosperity. And I haven't gotten messages, and I realized it's not for him to give me the information. It is for him to be there and to know that he's there, and it is for me to connect to my own guides, which is exactly what he does. He is very well connected to the other side. And so he is connected to my guides, and I am connected to my guides. And I, with this left ear buzzing, as it's never buzzed before, I know that there are messages that are ready to come in. Now, if there would be anyone out there who would like to call in, I would welcome your calls at this time. We're looking at universal questions. If you're asking whether Johnny's going to leave you, yes, he's going to leave you. That's insignificant right here, right now. We're looking at the bigger picture of giving. The question could be formed, could give me information about. Now, this is a broader perspective of what wants to happen. Because as we're moving now to what the Mayan elders have revealed to humanity, and they are starting to reveal this, the prophecies and predictions. Many of them have already taken place. And my question to you is, how do you fit into all of this? What are your observations about the 2012, other than what has been printed already? Because many of you have this inner knowledge and you just haven't revealed it yet. And I would ask you, if you did know, what is your role as we're moving toward 2012? And where do you see the Earth? In the meditations, in your musings, in your meandering thoughts, what information is coming to you? because I know many of you out there are receiving information that is far beyond what some of the elders of the tribes have received, because you're prime for this movement. You are prime for the new, well, you're the new generation. I don't care how old or how young you are. I've heard it said, well, I'm just too old to be involved in all of this. Well, maybe you are. If you say so, okay, I'll believe you. And if you're in the PD Pat and the victim stuff, then I would ask you to blast off through a gratitude journal to get your vibration up and up and up and up. So anytime you have quiet time, just have this journal with you that you can put in your pocket, in your purse, or wherever. And you imagine the feeling of gratitude for everything that you have, because you have so much. If you're listening to this program, you have a computer. Well, goodness sakes alive. You have something that you didn't have maybe 30 years ago. You have access to the internet. You have access, except I don't have it tonight. My computer's down, so I am not able to take any questions that would come through the email. So I'm open for questions. Anything that you would like to know in and around 2012, together, you and I and perhaps others will be able to bring forth information that has not been here up to this point. Interesting, huh? Yeah. We are such wonderful beings having this human experience. We are spiritual beings. And all of us are completing. And I'd say we're completing. Let's give it a date. How about tomorrow? We're completing everything by tomorrow. Oh, how about 20 minutes from now? How about 2 minutes from now? And let me pull a card for that. For those people who are listening, I can feel you working that left ear as you've never worked it before. See, when I had a class the other day, and I had everyone write with their non-dominant hand, which is automatic writing. When you're listening with a left ear, there's something that's going on with my eardrum that I have never experienced before. So I'm hearing with a different vibration than I've heard before. Now, how does that relate to business? I would say that I'm going to be much more valuable because I'm going to hear things beyond where your listening capacity is, and I want to train you how to do that, just like I'm doing here right now. Okay, I believe we have a caller. Who's on the line?
Hi, Judith. It's Julianne.
Hi, Julianne. How are you doing out there?
I'm great. How are you?
Just barely hearing you.
You're barely hearing me? Is that better?
Let me turn this up a little bit. Yeah.
Is that better?
All right. So, Julianne, you've been listening to the program.
I've been listening to the program, and you know what it brings me to, what you're talking about, is really kind of going back to the 100th monkey theory, where, you know, we're all moving towards this 2012, and we're kind of the 100th monkey. Once we get the collective thought going, we can all kind of get to a compassionate level with each other and be the light within ourselves that we're looking for.
Wise woman that you are. So where are you in it with this 100th monkey? What number are you?
Oh, you know, that's really funny. Well, I don't know. What number am I? My goal has been for a long time to become 100 women strong, and I think I'm that now, so.
Very good.
Maybe I started it with the number one.
I got the number 52.
I'm number 52, okay.
You're number 52. So I'm feeling that you have taken a lot of ground, because the quality of people, not just women, you work with many men too, that you have a solid foundation of 52 compatriots.
Interesting.
Yeah. And that you are the rest of quote unquote your tribe They don't live here.
You mean they don't live here in this town that I live in or on this planet with me now?
They don't live in this town. They live in another town.
Oh,
they live in another country.
Oh, okay.
And I want you to, and I was thinking of you this afternoon, and I was thinking, looking for a job, It would be very wise to open up the horizon, and this is for everyone out there too, to open up the horizon for places that you have never considered before. So let me just throw this out to you, Juliet. What is a place you would have never thought of being and working and doing the light worker job that you have?
That's an interesting thought, because I immediately stop myself and say, well, how would I make a living and how would I get there? I don't even get to, like, where would I go? I don't know.
See, it's not our job to know how. And you know that. Because you're being led, you know, and you're... The fact that you've applied for many, many jobs, I happen to know, Julianne, for those people who are listening in Canada and in Scotland, and it's so relevant to what's going on with you, and you're applying to different jobs. In fact, I got an email from someone in Scotland and said, how about this? And my reply is the same to you as that I would to her. If it isn't new and if it isn't exciting, it ain't going to work.
Well, okay, so tell the Scotland person that I'll come and be work with her there, because that's a place I would have never thought of, but a place that I think that I've always wanted to live and have lived in the past.
Very good.
Another lifetime, so, yeah.
You Scotland. See what you... It's like the tower card. I'm going to pull that tower card here and put it right in front of me. At the top, there's an eye, the Eye of Horus, which is the vision. It's way up above. It's above and beyond anything that you have ever considered before. And right now, the Chinese dragon is throwing flames at you, at the construction, the structure of your body and everything that's going on in your life. It's being consumed in the flames. It's being consumed in whatever. And to allow that to happen and keep your eye on the Eye of Horus, which is the vision.
Okay.
What is it I'm here to do and to be?
What is it I'm here to do and be?
And so you just opened up to Scotland.
Yeah.
You just,
I'm going to get off the phone so you can get another call in, because I'm looking at the time.
Very good.
Okay, thanks, Judith.
Thank you, and thanks for being my friend.
I love you, Judith.
You bet. I love you right back.
Bye.
Thank you. And I just feel the same way about the people that I've never met out there. And we've had many calls from the East Coast, from Canada, from Scotland. And I've had the experience of emailing back and forth with these people, and I just feel so connected to you, all of you. And I feel that with the media, it is my purpose to connect the 100 monkeys out there. The 100, and I use that term because that is a philosophy. It has nothing to do with anything or anything. I want you to realize that. So that my purpose then for being on the radio and being on TV is to throw this information out to in the quest, in your quest for where you are going, and to get into the gratitude and to use whatever tool. I use the astrology with the tarot. I'm not an astrologer. However, on the Crowley deck, there is a bunch, I mean, a lot of different astrological symbols, and each time I pull a card, which I'm about ready to do, so think of what's up for me? What's up for me? Now, that's a good question. What's up for me? Because it's broad enough, it's not asking whether Johnny's going to leave me. You know, and Johnny's going to leave you. If you're asking the question, Johnny's going to leave you. You see where I'm going with that? If you're asking, am I going to get fired? You're probably going to get fired. If you're asking the question, am I going to move? You're probably going to move. See, there's a whole mentality. Again, it's with the 100th monkey. You're setting something in place. Now, how about saying to someone, how come I'm so happy, instead of how come I'm so wretched? You got that one? We got someone else on the line? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who do we have on the line?
Hi, this is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I've been really enjoying listening to you, by the way.
Very good, Lisa. And where are you calling from?
Oh, I'm calling from California.
From California.
Yes.
My former state, forever and ever.
Oh, good.
Northern or Southern?
Southern California.
Southern California. There's a difference between the two parts.
I think it's colder up north.
Yeah, I came from a chest. We had a lot of snow.
Oh,
well, now
yeah.
We got and I love you, Jean, up here. So tell me, Lisa, how may I be of service to you?
Well, I was really thinking about what you were saying about asking Spirit, where can I best serve?
Yes.
And I'm listening with my left ear.
Okay, very good.
But I want to see if maybe you're picking up anything louder than I am.
I love it. Yeah, I am, Lisa, and I'm going to shuffle these cards, and you tell me when to stop shuffling, and I will, because I'm putting your energy into the cards. Okay.
Stop.
Okay, very good. All right, now I'm going to hold them in my left hand, and I'm going to drop. I'm just going to let a natural cut by the drop. Ooh, nice cut card. Ooh, the priestess. Well, Lisa, whatever your new paradigm is, it's already in existence at the bottom of the card with the priestess. It's the moon, and of course, we have a full moon tonight. It's a full moon in Libra, and this is showing the masculine and the feminine so balanced. And right on the lap is this bow and arrow of Athena or Artemis, whichever, you know, mythological belief you have. This is, for me, this is about a career change. And this is one that you're going to instigate. It's you're going to be bumping up your gifts and talents to a higher level. This is for Julianne also and anyone else out there. You're bumping your gifts to a higher level. Now, does that make sense to you?
It does, actually. I can feel that happening.
Yeah.
Even though there's no work right now, I can actually feel myself, like, I literally feel like I'm vibrating from a different place.
Yes. And you're becoming the huntress. You're becoming the one who's opening the door to, in fact, you're kicking the door open in, and you're a good door kicker opener.
That's true.
And it's showing at the crystals on the bottom of this card are already faceted. So in other words, your gifts and talents are already honed. And you're just now pinpointing what it is that these gifts and talents are. And I'm going to go back to the nine of wands, strength, all of these unknown latent talents that are coming forward for everyone out here,
mm-hmm.
myself included.
Yeah.
I don't exclude myself in any of this. You
wow.
are about to take a quantum leap, and it's going to be happening in the next, and I'm going to run with the number two, because this is the number two of the major arcana, the priestess, in the next 2 weeks, 2 months. I would say 2 months.
Got
it. Yeah, you're going to be, I'm going to ask you to do a vision quest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to do some deep spelunking. Since you're in Southern California, go to the ocean or go to the desert, wherever you're going to go. Take it by yourself.
Got you.
And just go into the deepest possible place. And I'm glad that you're listening to this program and you're listening with that left ear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel so inclined, go to my website and check it out. And if you'll send me an email to Conrad3198, I will respond and continue, you know, a short time with I do coaching and mentoring and tarot readings.
Oh,
I love to connect with the people who are listening out here.
Yeah. I'm going to continue to listen, and I really love the information that you just gave me, so thank you.
You are so welcome, and you are so ready for what you truly deserve.
Yes.
Love I that. Want you to remember that.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay, that leaves the lines open. You see, when someone calls in, we incorporate them into what's going on in the program. On the email, well, a couple of days ago when I did have the email. You know, things on the email, they go round and round and round. And this St. Teresa's prayer, and I will send it to anyone who emails me. And by the way, I send a couple messages to you, and that's it. I will not harass you or anything. I will invite you to join my morning meditation group. That's one of the things I'd love to do. And I will... Oh, wow, that hurt. Does that mean there's someone on the line? Whoa. Who's on the line?
Hi, Judith. This is Angel.
Hi, Angel.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Angel, you came in with a blast. Cool.
That's what I do.
Yeah, no kidding. You come in with a blast, and that's the value of what you offer.
Well, that's nice to hear.
Take a swallow of water here. So, Angel, listening to the program.
Yes, I have. I have.
And what is it that you gleaned from this? And then out of that, how may I help you?
Well, you mentioned that 2012 began, as far as you're concerned, in January of 08.
Yes.
So that really got me thinking, you know, over the last few years, there have been monumental change, but it's been gradual at the same time.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, you know, what's your take on what will actually happen in 2012? You know, because that's the date that's been kind of set.
Right. Well, it's happening gradually, and yet it's happening radically.
Mm-hmm.
Very much like the energy that that... And it had nothing to do with you. It's just technology. You came in with a blast. I love it. Good girl. And what I'm feeling is we're already in 2012, and I want you to acknowledge that you're already in 2012.
Okay.
And if you're listening to this program, you are a light worker. You're an ultra-sensitive, all of you out there. And so, Angel, you're being asked to, again, like I, as I said to Lisa and to Julianne, to bump the energy up.
Mm-hmm.
And be a catalyst for those who are, well, in your company. Have you have there been any people who've been downsized?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So these people, were they a perfect fit for that job?
You know, a couple people actually left. And a couple people were asked to leave.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I think that they're all happier now. I have spoken to them.
I want you to keep in touch with these people.
Mm-hmm.
They're very important because it's like you're the connection to the establishment, and because you're such a spiritual being. And I'm listening with my left ear here more, and I'm just going to drop these cards and see what card comes up here. The Ace of Swords for you, Angel, and you're in a place of new beginning.
Okay.
And I don't know that you're going to be leaving the current place you're at. I do see you cutting away, and I have this beautiful green sword piercing a crown, which means a higher spiritual connection. And the sword is like you are the one who is cutting the lifeline for people who've been hanging on. It's like that cat hanging onto the branch.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
That poster? You're being asked to take the sword and to whack them on the knuckles to let them drop so that they can find their perfect place. And because of your energy, you can do it with unconditional love.
Oh, wow.
And if you think, oh, I shouldn't do this because it's a detriment to keep them in a place where they don't belong.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the people are going to be asked after they have had a couple months, here's again, two months here, they're going to be asked to start their own business or something that is going to be of higher service than what they were doing before.
Okay.
And for you, the background of this card has crystals, the Ace of Swords, new beginnings in clarity, and with the sword of being in your truth beyond anything that you've ever experienced before. Now, I'm going to ask you, do you meditate?
I would say off and on, if meditation is like what you were talking about earlier,
yeah,
it's kind of relaxing. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that I do.
Yeah. And whenever it takes us into this altered state, for example, when I come on the television or the radio, I automatically go into an altered state, which I call meditation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm open with both ears to listen. I'm open with both eyes to be able to see internally.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm no different than anyone else out there. I just happen to have studied with a couple people, three people that have trained me. I didn't realize I had these gifts.
Right.
Didn't realize.
Okay.
So I want you to look at, you're in a place of self-training right now.
Okay.
It's almost like you're going to be writing your own syllabus of how I am going from point A to point B. Point A is right now, and point B is the end of this year.
You know, it's funny because I have been kind of working that out.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You're too cute.
I have. I've been trying to figure that out, exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, I love it. You are so precious, Angel. And you have the most perfect name, Angel. That's really great. Okay, thank you so much for listening and calling in, Angel.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, excuse me, we have about 4 minutes, so I don't think we'll take any more calls. Let me wrap this up, and I, of course, will be back next week at the same time, same station, 7 p.m. For those people who do live in the area where I live, which is Eugene, Oregon, and the 19th, I will be doing a class which is going to incorporate meditation and exactly the same things we are talking about right here. I have one person who said they're considering coming up from San Francisco. In fact, that was a person that was in one of my classes down there when I taught meditation. And this is going to involve the treasure map. It's going to involve pulling pictures and words out of magazines. It's going to be so fast, 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 fast. It's going to short circuit all of the mental mind chatter. And you're going to have, very much like my tarot cards, you'll have pictures and symbols on there that will indicate the roadmap for from now until whenever. So it's very important that we somehow do that. So if you are in the area of Eugene and would like to come to this class on the 19th, I invite you to go to the website and to check that out. And that will be on Sunday the 19th from 2 to 4:30. And just for a reminder for those people who are in other countries, I do an email class every morning, and I'm about ready to start doing my meditation class. And it's a virtual meditation. We meet at 7 a.m., and then after we get done, then you email me, I email you, and back and forth we go all day or as much time as you can take, as much time as I can take. It is so awesome, the people that come onto this email group. I just, you know, I have one in Buenos Aires, one in Dubai, one in New York, and they all come together and we email back and forth. It's another way of doing things that is being of service to those people who can't call. Now, Skype, I'm also going to be starting a teleconference class on how to read these tarot cards. I've been asked to do that. Those people in this area, you can come if you want to and be in the room while we're doing that. Or better yet, I can guarantee you, you will develop your clairaudience, the capacity to listen. When you do it on the telephone and you have your tarot cards in front of you, I have the same cards in front of me. I have taught thousands of people how to read these cards. And it helps you with the dream time, everything. So I'm just here to serve. And I'm just about out of time here. So I'm going to be back next Thursday. I love all of you, and I await email at conrad3198@comcast.net. And I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference. Over and out.